Welcome to another edition of Clearing Customs, a weekly radio feature which highlights much-needed information on customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. The Jamaica Customs Agency has a mission to facilitate trade, protect our borders, and optimize revenue collection through collaborative border management and delivery of high-quality customs services. This week, I will be focusing on the optimized revenue collection aspect of the mandate of Jamaica Customs Agency. Did you know that the Jamaica Customs Agency contributes approximately 35% revenue to the government of Jamaica? Therefore, in an effort to continue to provide the government with much-needed revenue to close the financial year, effective immediately, Jamaica Customs has implemented a number of strategies to facilitate increased compliance for the collection of outstanding revenue amounts. The measures include, but are not limited to, breaches, post-audit assessments, revaluations, the site inspection program, overtime goods, joint audits, and the authorized economic operator program. For breaches, increased vigilance will be exercised to ensure that breaches that result in penalties are paid promptly. If not, these goods will be placed on auction so that the appropriate duties and taxes can be collected. To date, $80.54 million Jamaican dollars has been collected in penalties in comparison to $65.943 million that was collected in the financial year 2012 to 2013. The Customs Act, Sections 222 to 224, makes reference to the post-audit processes. These processes will continue to be strictly adhered to for increased compliance. Currently, $117.8 million Jamaican dollars has been collected in audits compared to $113.9 million that was collected in financial year 2012 to 2013. For revaluations, importers are being encouraged to declare the correct values for items with evidence of the declared amounts. Revaluations are being actively pursued if discrepancies are perceived and confirmed. Revaluations amount to 406.9 million Jamaican dollars. The site inspection program is a privilege that some importers enjoy, which allow their goods to be inspected at their location. However, they must fulfill a number of requirements that include the type of commodity being imported, the adequacy of the facility, inclusive of security requirements, and the importer's breach history. A review is currently being done to ensure that all importers who enjoy the privilege of site inspection are within the program requirements. Previously, the program had 293 importers. After the first phase of the review process, 231 companies are remaining. For overtime goods, the provisions of Section 88 of the Customs Act will be strictly applied in an effort to enhance the collection of duties and taxes in this regard. In addition, Jamaica Customs, in collaboration with Tax Administration Jamaica, will be conducting joint audits to determine tax liability for importers who choose to operate in contravention of the law. Importers who are part of the Authorized Economic Operator Program, who are found to be in breach of the Customs Act and any other conditions related to the AEO program, will be subject to the suspension of the AEO status. Effective October 2013, the Jamaica Customs Agency implemented new security guidelines to encourage voluntary compliance, avoid penalties from breaches, and to satisfy World Customs Organization regulations. Since the implementation of the Enhanced Authorized Economic Operator Program, the 296 companies that were originally on the program have been reduced to 173 for various reasons. We have come to the end of this week's program, where we highlighted a number of revenue compliance strategies that will be employed by Jamaica Customs effective immediately. I invite you to visit our website at jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can access live help by clicking on the live help link or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm. You can also visit our Twitter page at jacustoms or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. Remember, avoid penalties, reduce delays, and choose compliance. I am Dania Beckford.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.